Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide's here. Welcome back.
Good morning, Chad.
Now, we've discussed this once before, I think. It's possible that maybe either you or Sheriff Pavarot are the longest running person consecutively on these stations.
I love it. Thank you.
Back to did you do it when Jerry Sherwin was on?
I did.
Wow.
So. Yes. I did. So we feel grateful. You've given us a lot of opportunity to bring new people all the time and really showcase the health system services and just get out here and help create a healthier community because people are informed.
Glad we can do that. You found a new guest who hasn't been with us before. We'll get to that in a moment. But we have actually, it's kind of the cycle of medical life because we have Dr. Banwar retiring. Is one of the events that's coming up. He's being honored.
We do. So Dr. Banwar is retiring, and we've had Dr. Guy Klein, and he is going to be joining him. We've got some receptions taking place. One is tomorrow night at Interlace Orthopedic Surgery, which is in Finger Lakes Health Commons on Preemption Road. So we hope people join us 4:30 to 6 and just give a send-off, meet Dr. Klein, but also thank Dr. Banwar for his years of service to our really wide communities over the four counties, really. And then because he has a huge base also in sort of Wayne County, Clifton Springs, Ontario County area, Phelps. We're also going to do it a week from now on Wednesday, November 15th as well, up at the Clifton Springs Professional Park, 4:30 at Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery up there. So join us for one of the two Wednesdays. Pop in, thank him. I'm sure it's bittersweet, but very well deserved.
Well, it's. I think we've had both of them on, haven't we?
Yeah,
I believe. I think we've had everybody who works for Finger Lakes Health on it.
We keep trying.
So a couple other things coming up. One is I know we're getting to flu season, so flu shots.
It is. Flu shots. Not only, we really encourage you to go to your primary care physician and get a flu shot. Very important. It's a way to create that herd community protection for the whole community. We obviously encourage healthcare providers, but also just a reminder, urgent care does walk-in flu shots. So we encourage you to think about that. And of course, urgent care is located here on Preemption Road in Finger Lakes Health Commons, as well as over at Life Care. And then the real full circle, if we're going to talk about
this is really
the Lion
cool.
King
Listen to this story.
Dr. Stephanie Achilles is back in action here at Finger Lakes Health. Stephanie Achilles is new to us as a psychiatrist, but she is a fourth generation physician who has served Finger Lakes Health. Both her father, grandfather, and great-grandfather who are all physicians with us. But the real interesting piece that I love, because I love the New Vision Medical Careers Program that there's our partnership with Finger Lakes Technical and Career Center, is that Dr. Achilles is our first physician back. We've hired folks in the lab. Wow. We've had PT. We've had OT. We've had day treatment folks. We've had tons of staff come back to us, but our first physician who's coming back to the health system. And believe it or not, this will tell you, not only have I been on the radio a little bit, but I was a New Vision mentor because Dr. Achilles, when she was a high school student, was one of the students that came through on rotation to us. So we are thrilled to have her back in action. I'll have her here. She's going to be working with inpatient mental health at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. So obviously very needed. We're very grateful to have her and just excited to come full circle with what that program's all about.
And with our guest today, kind of a continuing theme, which is you've been filling a lot of niches that hadn't previously been available here in Geneva or nearby. And that's the case with our guest today.
Yes, I'm very excited when we can bring new people. So today, I'm just honored that we have Dr. Mark Ilko, who is a member of the Geneva General Surgical Associates, which is the practice affiliated with Finger Lakes Health. It's a general surgery practice, but each one of them has their own little special interests as well, and we'll talk about that. It gives us an opportunity to bring some new services, to do some different things that maybe other people had to travel for in the past, but also just a little bit of background. St. George University School of Medicine in Grenada, West Indies is where there was some medical education, as well as doing his residency at SUNY Upstate right here in Syracuse. I said it's a little upstate vortex. Once they end up landing, I'll let him tell you more of his background, but we're just thrilled that obviously we were able to yield him committing to us after being at SUNY Upstate doing training. He's been with us a couple months now, getting involved and obviously doing everything from like taking call with this group to really just helping round out and create. I always look at like things like a wheel, and you don't want a flat side of a wheel. You want a full rounded wheel. And we have a fantastic group at Geneva General Surgical Associates with Dr. Craig Collins, Dr. Baltazar Ford, Carrie Keim, who's a nurse practitioner that works with them, and of course, Dr. Mark Ilko. So we're thrilled.
All right, Dr. Ilko, welcome. It's great to have you here. Tell us, Laura told us a little bit, tell us a little more about your background and what got you into medicine and particularly surgery.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. I had an undergraduate degree in Kansas City in psychology, and I never really planned to go into medicine, actually. But as life tends to go, when I was in college, I had a family event that happened and decided me to go out and figure out the answers for myself. So I kind of had a late start in it all, but I decided to go to medical school and did the MCAT and finally got in. I had a master's degree down in Miami, ended up in Grenada, West Indies for the 2 years of medical school, finished in New Jersey, and then ended up in Syracuse, where I just finished training.
So now a couple of your specialties, thyroid and parathyroid surgery. So what typically leads to needing that kind of surgery?
A lot of people sometimes find out that they have a thyroid nodule incidentally found, and a lot of times it can go without causing any problems or anything, and we just kind of know about it and monitor it until it gets to be about a certain size when we start to poke and prod and try to figure out what it is and if it needs anything done. The parathyroid, a lot of people don't really complain of any symptoms. It's just sort of found on blood work, and then we do a further workup and decide if you need surgery at that point. But a lot of times these types of things, people don't really have many symptoms to really complain about. Like, you know, you have gallbladder pain, it's kind of easier to figure out. These things take a little more involvement in trying to, you know, determine what needs to be done.
What does the thyroid, I should know this, what does the thyroid gland regulate? Is it has to do with sort of your overall energy? And
so it's an endocrine gland, and sometimes more commonly people have low thyroid levels, so they have to take a supplement. And some people get, cold intolerance, heat intolerance to things. Sometimes people have high thyroid levels, which is the opposite. And then you get into the area where people have the nodules, where that's where I would come into play and see if it needs to be taken out or anything to see if it's causing symptoms, difficulty swallowing, just some cosmetic issues. If people see a larger lump in their throat, or to the other end where it can possibly be cancer.
Now, you also specialize in some digestive system things, and I've been practicing all morning, paraesophageal hernia. I know nothing about it other than I don't think I'd want to have one.
Yeah, a lot of times it's very common for people to have acid reflux, and a lot of people are managed on medications for that. Sometimes people have a little slight opening in where their esophagus comes down through their diaphragm at the top part of their stomach there, and sometimes the stomach actually, the part can slide up a little bit and make the acid reflux a little worse. Sometimes the part of the stomach can even go into the chest a little bit and cause some people some discomfort as far as that goes. So sometimes you might need surgery for it. Some people choose not to be on medications forever for their acid reflux. So after some testings, we could potentially do surgery to help fix that and help prevent their reflux or their pain that they're having.
If someone goes with a non-surgical treatment, how would you control that non-surgically as a first attempt?
A lot of people, they'll get like Nexium or Prilosec over-the-counter type things, and a lot of people do fine with that. Some people have to start at a very early age, and sometimes they just get sick of taking medications all the time, or sometimes the medications get to the point where they don't even work to control their symptoms. So that's where I can come in and help with that.
Are there any kind of dietary changes at all? Are there particular foods that make you more prone to acid reflux?
Not really. I mean, a lot of people might get some more reflux if they have spicy types of foods, or they may notice a certain type of food makes their stomach a little more upset and get the heartburn feeling. But if you have that defect there, that either that hiatal hernia or a paraesophageal hernia, it's not really going to be related to food. That's more of an anatomic defect that could potentially need to be corrected.
So then what is the surgical fix? What do you do when you go in to fix it with surgery?
So if there's if it's just related to acid reflux, what we do is we go in with small holes laparoscopically and make sure the junction of the esophagus and the stomach is where it should be. If there's a slight opening, enlargement in the area where the esophagus comes down, we close that down a little bit. And then what we do is we wrap the stomach around the lower part of the esophagus to kind of recreate the natural barrier that was there when you're born to help the to help prevent the acid from going back up into your esophagus.
And then go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, and of course, just a reminder, isn't it incredible how much we can do so non-invasively now? And I know years ago, I know we still never make any promises if you're having that appendix or you're having that gallbladder, there's always that chance. But that's part of when we built these new OORs, it was because the equipment is larger, but yet the actual incisions are smaller.
I was going to say that in addition to these specialty areas, you also do just general surgery, correct?
Yeah. Everybody in the group pretty much does general surgery, hernias, gallbladders, your basic on-call emergency things. But then we all have started to kind of have our own special interest and focus in on these things and give, like for me in particular, supply something or give something to the area that may not have been here before, so people at least have a choice whether they don't want to go to Rochester or Syracuse. At least they have an option to stay around if they'd prefer.
So what attracted you to Finger Lakes Health? Obviously an opening in your field, but was there something, the area, the company itself that you saw that you said, this is where I want to go?
Well, the area in particular was intriguing. I mean, I've been to Syracuse, I've been to Rochester, but I never really knew what was in the middle. And but I always heard about the Finger Lakes and how beautiful everything was. So as I started to explore a little more, I became much more interested in Finger Lakes Health at Geneva. Just seems to be in the most ideal location, to where it's kind of a rural atmosphere.
Right. You can kind of practice big city medicine, quote unquote, if there is such a thing, but without having to go to a big city.
Yeah. And it's further away from everything. So you can kind of do your own thing, but it's close enough to everything to have that around if you need it. So in my mind, it was the best situation.
Has this been a concerted effort, Laura, on part of Finger Lakes Health to bring in these varieties of specialties? Because a lot of the guests that we've had, it's been, here's something new that never existed in this area before, now it does. Has that been sort of an ongoing theme in recruiting?
Without question. I think there's a couple pieces to that. One, obviously, it's enhancing access for our community. So the most important part is, how do we make sure that we can, in a service area of, say, about 100,000 people who live in these counties, how can we make sure they have access to what they need? And also, how can we make sure we have enough of it to keep the physician busy and the physician competent and the physician excited about their work? It's also been really important for us to, as we said, we're in this sort of geographic sweet spot. It's been important to allow physicians to have that, I guess I would say, that special area, that area that they can delve into and have a little bit of a niche. And I think that's been part of the success of our recruitment. So as people hear, a lot of places when they start affiliating, a lot of places you read in the newspaper, people are having trouble recruiting physicians. We feel very grateful that everything from the investments we made years ago in a new vision type program to ways that our foundation and other places help really allow us to invest in bringing the best physicians to our area. But truly, there is sort of, I would say, a strategic intention, both from a business and market share perspective, as well as obviously at the root and the underlying piece of that is, we want to keep offering things that people need, because if people use us, then we continue to be here and be vibrant and be the kind of thriving health system that we all want, knowing how critical it is to have that kind of place in your community.
To learn more about Dr. Ilko and Geneva General Surgical Associates, it's 787-5383. Dr. Mark Ilko, thanks. Look forward to talking again someday.
Thank you very much.
Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Tad.
We get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. It is 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.